Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, the new Premier League season is set to kick off in 2 weeks' time, and some of the biggest clubs will be trying to flog you their newest and their latest football shirts. But should you buy a retro one instead? In recent years, classic football shirts have exploded in popularity, with them selling for many hundreds, in some cases, thousands of euro. Joining us to explain it is Nigel Taylor, owner of onsidejerseys.ie. Nigel, how are you today?
Very good, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
Just to be very clear, these jerseys now, they're actual old-fashioned jerseys, aren't they? They're not replica tops of old-fashioned jerseys. They're the real McCoy.
Well, I mean, the market has got so saturated with fakes and knockoffs. They've started to get mixed in a lot with the original retros. So anybody who's out there looking to get their hands on one or grow their collection has to do their homework. Because the fakes are getting better and better in terms of how they look and feel, and they look a lot like the originals. But yeah, you just do have to do your research in order to get your hands on an authentic one. And often price isn't a factor. There would be guys out there, possibly mistaken, selling what isn't an original at the price of what an original would be going for.
And what is it's making them so sought after?
It's definitely a couple of factors. Definitely like the popularity kind of kicked off really during, well, I mean, it was always kind of a niche thing to be collecting retro football jerseys, but definitely during COVID, there was a growth in the popularity of it. As you know, we're all under lockdown and guys were looking to do something to pass their time. So as they were growing their collection, other people would have noticed that, you know, they've got those jerseys, whether it's hanging up in their wardrobe or in a bag in the attic, and they could make some money. So one kind of fed into the other. And then with the likes of even my website and likes of Vinted and Depop, it just became easier for people to grow their collection and get their hands on retro jerseys. And there's the cool factor as well, and ties in with fashion. You know, football jerseys, retro football jerseys have become very fashionable. You just have to look at some of the people going to the concerts and the festivals around the country, you know, sporting, you know, kind of retro jerseys or something's cool and different, not necessarily football, but also GAA. And then affordability as well. You just touched on new Premier League season starting. And for parents and football fans to go out and spend 90 euros or 100 euros on a new jersey, when they could pick up a retro jersey for 60 or 70 euro and have something very unique, is also quite appealing to people.
Right, I don't know if your kids will go for that, because having the brand new thing with the name of the new sponsor and everything else that goes with it, that's kind of part of the deal, isn't it, when it gets to the Premier League and teams like that. But I was really taken by the value of some of the jerseys that are collectible. The 1997 Kerry jersey by Adidas, you're talking of nearly €1,000 for that.
That's right. Well, there's a seller over in, I believe it's South Korea, on eBay who has that price at €1,000. Now, whether he'll get it or not is another thing. You'd have to ask people down in Kerry. But more reason, like, to be realistic, that particular jersey is kind of going for around €500, which is more of a realistic price. And if you were to list one of those in the morning on eBay for €500, it would be gone in days. There's just a huge demand for that particular jersey.
What is the demand? Why that jersey in particular?
Certain jerseys just have a very cool factor. There's a unique story as well, which is probably a separate interview, is why Adidas ended up manufacturing Kerry jerseys. But as we know, O'Neill's pretty much have the market cornered. So Kerry were the only one to have an Adidas jersey. So that alone makes it very unique. And we're talking about the 90s. So across the board, jerseys weren't manufactured in the same numbers as they are today. So already there, you know, wasn't the same amount. And then, of course, over the decades, there's less and less out there in the market, which only grows the price, simple economics of supply and demand.
Right, God, so it's like collecting vinyl. Vintage vinyl is going through my mind with this.
There you go.
And the Premier League, was that a bit of a driver when the whole, you know, the visibility of football kind of went through the window, through the roof?
It's always been there. Like, even when I was a kid in the 90s, Premier League was the thing. But there's plenty of collectors out there who are you know, buying Italian jerseys, Bundesliga, La Liga. And in a way, a lot of those carry a greater street cred. I mean, to be going around at a festival with a, you know, a Palermo jersey would have even more cred than wearing like a Premier League top, for example.
Oh, totally. I have to say, you'd have immediate respect for somebody wearing a Palermo jersey.
Well, I'm just saying that because that's for my own private collection. So I have a bit of a graph for the pink. So,
and have you got quite the large private collection yourself?
Not particularly. I've always just picked up jerseys when I was traveling. So, I'd have random ones from South America when I was on my J1 in California and around Europe. Now, when I launched the company, my wife would be saying that, these are for selling, not for adding to your collection. So mine's more like kind of travel based, but different people collect for different reasons, whether it's travel or it's,
I'd say a lot of listeners now would be thinking that they probably had a whole collection of jerseys and at some point threw them out.
I hear that all the time in my pop-up shops of lads coming in, our age, and they were like, I had that jersey and my mother threw it out or went to the charity shop. So that kind of fuels it as well, that when people get older, they suddenly realize that jersey they had when they was a kid, I'd love to get it again. So that's part of it too.
Right. For those listening who may have jerseys, what kind of ones would be valuable that they might have?
Oh, I mean, anything from the 90s onwards, early noughties, things like that. Like year is particularly strong sponsor as well. There's certain, like you touched on the Kerry jersey.
Yeah.
The Cork people are always asking for jerseys with the Barry's Tea sponsor. So certain jerseys are quite iconic. If it's jerseys that relates to maybe a very successful time in the club's history, that would be popular too. But definitely it's an age thing. That would be your starting point. The older, the better.
Right. Now, I see you mentioned that Bray Wanderers jerseys are valuable. Why is that?
That is a very good question.
Yes.
I was chatting to a researcher on Friday, and it turns out the two of us are big Bray Wanderers fans. I can't give you a straight answer. Like there's the big UK website, Classic Football Shirts, had a 1997 Bray Wanderers jersey going for £250. Now, I mean, whether there's Bray fans in Wicklow who are willing to spend that money, I don't know. Or maybe it's just collectors are looking for something different. Again, I suppose it's the scarcity thing. Stuff from the 90s just wasn't a lot of them produced. So people are willing to spend the money.
Right.
But Bray specifically, I don't know.
All right. A Man United Sharp sponsors. Remember when Sharp sponsored them? Would that be worth anything?
Oh, yeah. I mean, again, that goes back to what I was saying about like that iconic sponsor. It's, Man United fans, hark back to those glory years of the 90s. The sponsor is iconic. The jerseys are iconic. And they're the ones that the United fans are going for.
Right. I have one of them. I have one of them, Nigel. Should I be getting in touch with you?
Well, what I would say, and I would say to anyone out there with one, if you want the full price, what's worth like €200, try and sell it yourself. When people come to me, obviously I'm a retailer and I need to make my margin, being perfectly honest. I wouldn't be up for the value. So I would say, hold on to it, wear it with pride. But if you are going to sell it, make sure you get the full price for it.
There's one there. The Man United grey one. Remember the one that took off at halftime against Southampton? It was only ever worn once.
I think the excuse from Alex Ferguson at the time, they
couldn't see each other.
Yeah. Again, that's one of those jerseys that has a story behind it. And Man United fans, again, want it because of, it's just one of those iconic stories stories behind the jersey. And every fan knows about it. Anyone who's supported or followed football in the 90s knows
Brilliant
about
stuff.
That.
Nigel, I think they'll have to get you back in and just get listeners to get in touch and tell you what they have. Because I'd say there's quite a lot of people listening to this, checking through their drawers after it. Nigel, thanks very much for joining us. Nigel Taylor there. And the website, by the way, is onsidejerseys.ie.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.